We have a Gerard.
Hello.
We have Thane Linong. Hello. And let's see. So I see a note.
Hello?
Yes, hello, and there's Yvonne. I see a note.
Hello?
He's not hearing us.
Sounds bad.
Yes.
One, two, three.
Hello.
I hear you, Gerard. I hear
Gerard and Yvonne.
Yes, now I hear you too.
And I see that Thane Linong, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your name right. You said it was fine, but Thane, are you here? Can you say hello?
Hey.
I'm not hearing anything. Excuse me. I did see a note that I took a screenshot of, a new message from Skype saying that one or more members could not join the call because they need to update their Skype. So I'm wondering if this is a new thing with Skype, that there is a problem that way. So we might start with just the three of us, and we'll hope more will join us. So Gerard volunteered.
Okay. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
Try it a few more times, but try it once as fluently as you can, as natural speech voice as you can.
Okay. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens. Astronomers. Okay, that's right.
One second. A note for Thane Linong. Okay, so he's got it. He's posting too, so you can hear us. Yay! We're not hearing you. I'm not sure why, but I'm glad that you're able to hear. And this is what I heard as well. And there's Vasanth. Hello, Vasanth.
Hello, Ali.
Yeah.
Hello, Ali. Sorry,
yeah? Okay. Tiny bit of static from your mic, so it might help to turn it off when you're not speaking and back on when you want to speak.
Okay.
For fluency, Gerard, one more time.
Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
So for everyone, Gerard and everyone, how would you thought group or thought chunk this sentence? How would you separate it into thought groups?
Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
So you would separate several, and I think this is how I heard it. But I think it like this. It's hard for me to separate the last three that you have. To me, they're one. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens. So they're all linked together, those thoughts, to me, that the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens is one thought group. So it loses something when it's broken up more. So for fluency, I feel it needs to be two thought groups, or possibly three. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens. So is this true? Have astronomers detected?
Yes, of course.
I know you follow news bites on this topic, and are we learning new and amazing things from this discovery?
Yes, these discoveries help us to know about the origin of the universe.
Some days I'm not sure I want to know for sure. Because once we know the origin for certain, we're more certain of the end, the full cycle of the Earth. Okay, so one more time, please, Gerard, for fluency.
Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
Mm-hmm. And that's much better for me to hear and get the full meaning. Questions, anyone, or practice, anyone? And feel free to type Q or question mark if you have a question, and P if you want to practice. No one wants to practice. Aha.
Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
Witnessed, two syllables, not three. So not witnessed, but witnessed. Witnessed. Mm-hmm.
Astronomers have detected the most distant explosions ever witnessed in the heavens.
And one more time.
Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
Interesting. Okay. A little bit different intonation pattern. But fine. The thought grouping and thought chunking changes in many sentences, changes with the speaker's perception of most important meaning. Vasanth, go ahead. Don't forget to put your mic back on.
Yeah. Is that better now?
Mm-hmm.
Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
So, astronomers.
Oh, astronomers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shall I say one more time?
Please.
Mm-hmm. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
And one more time, please.
Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
Okay. And Tang Lin Ong, are you able to speak? Do you want to practice? No, we're not. I'm not. Is anyone hearing him?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. Do you know how to check your settings on Skype? If you click on the little rows of bars on the on the bottom right of the icons, the row of icons. Ah, you hear it clicking. That's interesting. Why would we hear a keyboard and not... Okay, someone help me. What does that mean, technology-wise?
It means that problem not in computer, but in voice.
Right, so if we hear you tapping... Oh, tapping the mic. Ah, yes, oh, okay. Try unplugging and plugging your mic back in. Sometimes it's just not a tight enough connection. Just then I saw that you were, your mic was connected.
Hello.
Oh, maybe. Try again.
Hello.
Yes, okay. So I think I hear you there now. Your volume is a little low, but try the sentence, please.
Okay, can you hear me? Hello.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, but softly.
Okay.
Ah, and some noise in the background.
Okay. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed.
So a definite clatter behind you. I'm not sure if it's a temporary sound or one that you have constantly, but try again, please.
Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
Okay, and I'm going to ask for everyone's help here who's listening. What sounds are you hearing that you're not sure you should be, or which sounds are you not hearing? So I picked up on explosion, not explosion, but explosion. And I did not hear the past tense of witnessed. So witnessed. So try again.
Mm-hmm. Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
Much clearer, except for X is difficult, but you want to hear a sharp X. K, X. X sounds like K-S, so explosion.
Explosion.
Much better. One last time, please, the full sentence.
Astronomers have detected the most distant explosion ever witnessed in the heavens.
Much better. Anyone else have a comment or question?
No.
Okay, so who has our next sentence? We need a volunteer. All right. Ivan. Okay. Ivan volunteered, so go ahead.
Maybe ask the Wassans to mute the mic, because I hear very good music.
Okay.
Thank you.
So my sentence. Courage is not having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength. Courage is not having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength.
Courage.
Courage, I took this because I have problem.
Right.
This
word. So, cure, car, core, But the first one, courage, courage.
Courage, courage, courage is not having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength. Courage, courage is not having the strength to go on. It isn't going on when you don't have strength. Courage is not having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength.
So, when you don't have the strength, or when you don't have strength?
When you don't have strength.
Okay. So I think I would use a semicolon rather than a comma, because they are both complete sentences. But in this case, you sort of need that first sentence to get the reference of the second. So I'm curious, when you found this quote, does it have a comma or no comma? A comma or semicolon, sorry.
It's a deficit. I forgot the right name for this.
Napoleon Bonaparte. And not sure how you found it. So this is one where people might argue whether or not to use a comma or a semicolon. But it's a quote often heard and used. Do you agree with the quote?
There is something is not wrong in this sentence.
Something else wrong?
I mean the contractions. First, we don't have contraction. At the end, we have one contraction.
Aha! And that's Ivan's little secret. He doesn't like those contractions. He's been working on pronouncing them. You're right, though. For consistency, it should be. And I would use, in this case, I would not use contractions because it's Napoleon Bonaparte and he was a very powerful figure and more likely to speak in formal language. My feeling, my sense. So I would probably translate it and use courage is not having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't and I want to say don't, when you do not have strength. Interesting. I actually want to say it with one and one because I want to emphasize courage is not having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength. I want to use a
mixture. It's very, very interesting because the contraction changed the stress of and changed the meaning slightly.
Right.
Courage is not having, or courage isn't having the strength. Mm-hmm. And it's for me, it's little change the meaning.
Yeah, the focus of the meaning. So that's how I think it. So it's really quite an interesting observation, Gerard. More comments from you, Gerard.
So, what do you think? How would you write the sentence?
I would look it up to see how it's quoted, how it's used. I'm sure you'll find it easily with a Google search. And I would check to see if it's written the same way. So I probably would go with... I would probably be stubborn and go with a mixture and use not. It's not this, it's that. And they use both contractions. Okay.
in my source, the sentence have two contractions.
Two contractions. Okay, so let's use two contractions. Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength. So that's how I would emphasize it. So one more time from you, Ivan, please.
Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength.
Okay. Anyone else? Comment, question, or practice?
Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have the strength. Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength.
Is the sound bad for everyone now?
It's okay. A strength. Okay.
Is it still bad for you, Ivan?
Yes.
No.
Yes? Oh dear.
Maybe if it's just for me, so don't worry.
I always worry. It's my favorite occupation. Okay. So nicely done, Gerard. Anyone else? Oh, yes, Vasant, go ahead.
Courage is not having the strength to go on. It's going on when you don't have the strength.
Okay, so, right, yeah, right. So try again, contraction, and in the last part of the sentence, there is no the. So when you don't have strength as a non-count noun, rather than don't have the strength. So no the in the last part.
Okay. Courage is not having the strength to go on. It's going on when you don't have strength.
So you're being stubborn like I would be, but we're trying to go by how we find it online, which is two contractions. So courage isn't, rather than courage is not.
Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It's going on when you don't have strength.
Nice. And Dain Lin Ong, do you want to try?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength.
And again?
Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength.
And strength has a lot of sounds to process and try to push all of those sounds out. Try repeating the word three or four times. Strength, strength, strength.
Strength. Strength.
So, much better.
Strength.
Nice. And now the sentence again.
Courage. Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength.
Much better. And a question for everyone, in the word courage that gives Ivan such a challenge, the first syllable, what do you hear? Do you hear cur or car or something else?
Car.
Do you hear courage? Courage? What do you hear in that first syllable?
Courage.
What do you? In British English, they would say courage, and in American, courage.
So I'm hearing the same sound, in both of your examples. My ear is hearing this.
Courage, courage, and courage, courage.
A little bit deeper in American English.
With the long vowel sound.
Stronger R, yeah. Stronger R often in American English. But you're still hearing cur, not car, right? Our ears hear differently. Cur is a word. It is a mongrel dog, or a mongrel is a cur. like the second syllable of occur, courage, is what I hear and speak when I say the word courage. Ivan, what are you hearing as each of us say it? What do you hear?
Many times I hear but I think it's incorrect. It's like, you know, I just couldn't find occur this sound. So maybe
it's an ongoing challenge.
Don't have
right?
the sound.
Yeah. So are you saying you hear ka, not cur or car, but ka, courage?
Courage, yes. For me, it's like this.
Okay. So closer to British English, except that instead of, for me, British English, I sort of hear half an H. So ka, courage. Or courage. Ka, courage. So British English will have a softer R, or what for me is like half of an H in front of an R. Courage, courage, ka. I hear an ah when I hear British English. That's what my ear hears. So that may be part of the challenge for you. But we do need the R, and it is closer to cur than car.
Cure.
So we'll leave that for now. Any other questions, comments, or a new sentence? Anyone else have a challenge sentence ready for us? Gerard, comment? I saw you typing. Yeah. Do you have a comment? I saw you start to type.
No, I have more sentences, but what about the others?
Yes, Vasant or Thein Lanong, do you have a sentence ready for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have my sentence.
Okay, so we need one of you to type me. Who's going to go first? You both spoke up. Okay. whenever you're ready, go ahead, and then next we'll do Vasant.
Okay. The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change. The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
All right, I lost part of your voice during that sentence, and you're not as loud again. So some challenge with the connection, but try again for us a little bit louder if you can.
Okay. The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change. The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
Okay, because sound is something of an issue, I'm going to type what I think I'm hearing. Something close to the single biggest act or art of bravery
act.
Or imagineness, image, imagineness, maybe you mean madness,
madness,
madness. I'm not hearing madness. Anyone
madness.
can do is the ed of change. This is what my ears are struggling with. So try again the sentence and try to clear up those parts.
The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
Is the act of. Okay. So I'm still not sure on madness, madness. The single biggest act of bravery or
madness. Madness.
Okay, that time we got it. So there's a ch sound coming in there somehow. A J or a CH coming in instead of a D. So madness. When you make the sound of D, you have to block the airway of your throat in order to hear D instead of J or CH. So madness.
Madness.
So the full sentence again, please.
The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
Interesting quote. Do you have the source for that quote? Or did you write it yourself?
It's from the novel, The Humans.
The Humans?
Yeah.
Okay. So the single biggest act, a lot of sounds to push out here. The single biggest act of bravery, the single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change. Nice sentence for transcription chat. One more time, please.
The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
And I would probably thought group it this way. We want bravery or madness. So possibly another thought chunk after biggest, the single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change. When you practice in thought groups, it helps build fluency. Questions, comments, practice from someone else. Vasanth got in first this time. Go ahead. A question.
Yeah, actually, you pronounce the word the instead of the. I mean, the instead of the, right?
You're hearing me say the instead of the.
You can do is the act of change, not the act of change.
Okay,
why
the instead of the. Excellent observation. Both pronunciations are correct. The rules about when to say the and when to say the have relaxed in recent years. So most pundits now say it is personal preference as to which way you pronounce it. So you will hear speakers use both, and either or in any sentence is now considered appropriate and correct. There used to be stronger rules about when to use the, but now it is speaker's choice. So you will hear me use both and sometimes change my mind and use the other pronunciation. Excellent question. Sometimes, for emphasis, you will say the reason. Usually when you're using emphasis, the will be the spoken word.
Maybe it's not a place for this comment, but I have hear many times when in movie they speak like the Germans.
Yes. Like yeah. Z.
I think it's John.
Or D or da. Yeah, sometimes it is a joke, and joke is being nice. Sometimes it's an insult, a derogatory reference. Yeah, but true. You hear the z, z, za, d, d reason, da reason, many pronunciations of this word, or many mispronunciations.
But D is the strong form, isn't it?
Definitely used to be a definite yes answer. Now, often, not always, but often, the preferred strong form. Everything I've seen says there are no rules any longer. Or at least no enforced rules. So a teacher from 20 or 30 years ago might give you a definite rule, but there are too many examples of esteemed speakers using both forms now. So generally, it is assumed to just be preference, speaker's choice.
And what about noun? We just start with a vowel sound because
Right.
the act.
That used to be the rule. And it used to be you would be corrected. So if the word following the begins with a vowel sound, what do you usually do?
I would say the.
Right, the audacity of that man. So that used to be the rule. If the word following begins with a vowel sound, then you say the. But the audacity is what you probably hear more. The audacity of that man is no longer considered incorrect. So you stirred up a can of worms,
I
Vasanth. So would you like
don't I don't want to intrude you, so I just typed it. Somebody said before the vowel sound we should say the, and other times we should say the. Is
Right.
that right?
That's what used to be the rule. Now
And
you're allowed to say the rule.
but what, when you want to emphasize something, you say D,
Yeah.
the strong form.
So the main reason, the main reason, right, in that sort of a situation is also an example of what used to be the rule. And still, both of them are still largely true. I think what's changing it primarily is a few noted speakers, esteemed speakers, professionals, journalists, news editors stopped using the rule. And that's what changes language. Language is always under change. So technology, media, the prevalence of more voices being heard by more listeners, is changing a lot of pronunciation rules as well as globalization influences. It's not that important anymore to most people. So Vas, oh, sorry, go ahead, Gerard.
I was looking on Loop whether we had an article about weak and strong forms.
Aha! So you're
We don't.
finding a weakness on
A
Loop.
weakness. Weak and strong.
Request duly noted. I've just written it down. I'm excited about doing more work on our grammar roadmap and helping people find their way around Loop more. I keep hoping for a volunteer, but I've asked several times and no one has volunteered. But I'm hoping to make time to make it happen. Time, time, time. All right, Vasanth, practice. Go for it.
The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
Try again.
The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
Okay, better that time. Nice. Nice, clear sounds. So these pronunciation challenges are not your challenges. So each of us has our own collection of sounds we stumble over. Nice, clear sounds I heard from you. Gerard?
The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change. The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
Oh, you're getting my problem with something in your throat. Okay, nicely done. And Ivan?
The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change. The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
So I'm going to challenge you to slow down and speak the sentence two more times. One time, word by word, slowly articulating every syllable. And the second time for fluency.
The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
Okay, interesting. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
Interesting. So before I make a comment, anyone else listening have a comment on something you are hearing or not sure you're hearing? Anyone noticing anything? It helps to hear comments from each other, not just from my ears. No? So I'm hearing two things I want to point out that may be just my ears. One is bravery. I'm not hearing, I'm still not sure what I'm not hearing. I think it's the V. Bravery. Bravery. Three syllables. Bravery. First syllable stress. Brave. Bravery. Maybe I'm hearing the V move to the second syllable. Braver. But brave should be the longest, strongest sound. Bravery. And I'm hearing you challenged by TH almost becoming a Z sound. Z. Aha. Okay. Yeah. So brave. So that's what I was not hearing something quite right. So one more time, please.
The single biggest act of bravery or madness anyone can do is the act of change.
Okay, so still weak the, but in this sentence it's not that important. Much, much better, bravery. Okay, Vasanth, your sentence, please.
Am I supposed to say the sentence or type it? Yeah.
No, don't type it. Speak it. Okay. We have to type it.
Okay. No matter how hard things were, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make it better. That's it.
And repeat, please.
No matter how hard things were, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make it better.
And again,
no matter how hard things were, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make it better. To make it better, yeah, that's right. Then laying on.
So I'm curious, that's what I'm hearing as well. But to me, I want to say, no matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make it better. Not no matter how hard things were. But I can understand why were is correct. But I want to say are, because there's a 1 second difference between today and tomorrow. So it's still are, as long as I'm talking about today. It's things that were and are hard. And then tomorrow, a fresh opportunity to make them better, not it. So I have two words that I want to change. Were is arguable, but it should be to make them, because it's things more than one. So we need to have them, and the were could be were or are. But I would still argue for are, no matter how hard things are. Tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better. So you get to pick were or are, but we do need them. Okay, so we're going to go with both changes. So let's hear the new sentence, please.
No matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better.
To make them?
Yeah, to make them better.
Okay.
Yeah, they are things, plural.
I don't have the source. I just stumbled upon a website, so I found this on that website.
Okay, so you found it the way you first read it, on a website. And sometimes hard to know if things are correct or not, and possibly there's some context to explain were versus are. But them, if you're going to talk plural, you need to say them as the referential pronoun. Okay.
I heard the fresh opportunity. No. Which article is?
Or the?
I heard the.
Interesting.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
So tomorrow is the fresh, or tomorrow is a fresh? Or a. We're having a lot of trouble with articles today. So a is sometimes sometimes a. So is it a or the in this sentence?
Yes.
Tomorrow is a, or tomorrow is the?
Or the.
In the quote you found, is a?
It's a.
Yeah.
But the D seems also right.
Right. Sure. Right? Why? It's a great question, and there is an explanation. Why could the be correct?
Tomorrow is a unique one, right?
All right, so the would refer to a unique one day, tomorrow.
Yeah.
But in this sentence, tomorrow means all tomorrows.
Okay.
And the A refers to opportunity. So tomorrow is the day. But tomorrow, all tomorrows are fresh opportunities. Tomorrows bring fresh opportunities. So that's a great question, Gerard. Coming from sound, but a lot you can talk about. But I think we have the sentence as it is best. No matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better. Because you can speak this today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day. There's always a tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. More questions, comments, or practice?
I have a question about opportunity pronunciation, right? Is that opportune or chew?
Yes, so, two. T, not C
H.
Yes.
Okay.
And which is the stressed syllable? Lots of syllables there. Which is the most stressed syllable?
Two. Two.
Or up. So we have two stresses, and sometimes the speaker might stress two more than up, but most of the time, opportunity, opportunity. So there are times when you might stress, you must take advantage of this opportunity, but most of the time, opportunity, first syllable stress. So it's an interesting word that way, but always to, not chew. Opportunity.
Chew.
It's my opportunity. This is the time. Yeah, so good questions.
Okay, I see in British English they say to, not in American English, say to.
There is say that again?
In British English they say opportunity, opportunity.
So, to rather than tune?
Tune. The to. Opportunity. To.
Ah, long you. Rather than ooh, it's to. Ah, interesting. Opportunity. So, I'm usually correcting the opposite way, saying I want to hear you in computer. But they reverse it here in opportunity. They want, wow,
yes.
I would never say opportunity unless I were trying to. interesting. Very interesting, because the opposite is so often true. Great questions, and all from this simple little sentence. Questions or practice ongoing. Anyone else? Go ahead.
Is that matter or madder?
T or D?
Yeah.
No matter. What do you hear when I say it? No matter.
Yeah, I hear D, because usually Indians pronounce it matter. T, but I hear from you, D, matter.
That's right, because I'm a lazy Native American, not Native American, but I'm a lazy Native speaker from the U.S. So American English often is lazy, and when you have two T's, it will convert to a D sound naturally for most of us. We have to make an effort to say no matter, no matter what. And there are times when we will speak it as it's written. She's madder than a red hen, no matter. So there, when we want the word madder, the vowel changes, the A vowel sound changes. She's madder than a wet hen, no matter. So I don't pronounce M-A-D-D-E-R as madder, but madder. So you can still tell from listening which word we are trying to pronounce. But you will hear much more often D rather than T. In formal speech, American English speakers will try to enunciate T. In less formal speech, in ordinary day-to-day usage, automatically you hear D. And
okay.
British English are more proper, so they will speak matter, no matter.
But they drop out the R sound.
Right?
Okay, can I practice?
Go for it.
No matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better. No matter how hard things are, Tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better. No matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better.
I want to hear that D, Gerard.
With the matter, mother?
No, hard. I'm hearing
hard.
Hard. Hard. You have to stop your airway, hard, and then go to TH, things. No matter how hard things are, not no matter how hard things are, hard things are. No matter how hard things are.
Yes, I see.
So again, please.
No matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better.
And Ivan says that when I speak British, no matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better.
Yes, but what is the reason to change intonation? It looks like it's some, you know, videotape or some English handouts. I don't know.
Yeah, videotapes. What is it? Is it history, cultural history of how when we came to the U.S. we did everything differently. We got rid of everything British. So now we mock the British, no matter.
I'm British mock American.
Yes, right. Absolutely, yes.
What I meant, when I was student in middle school, we have some audio tapes and exactly the same intonation. Hello, my name is, and so on, in British intonation. So it was very close.
Interesting. So if a British... native British-speaking teacher were here, you don't think you would hear as much difference? Is that what you are saying?
No, I'm not... I don't have a British English, but what I meant is that when you do this funny intonation, it sounds exactly what I heard in school, in old tape.
Yeah. When you record, many people record in a stilted, unnatural voice. This is why in transcription chats we always try to repeat at least one time so you're saying it twice. The second time is usually more natural. And when I record, I might say, no matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better. But if I get it
it's
more
like
memorized in my head, it's much more natural.
Mm-hmm. Lesson 4, adjective
right,
and
right.
Examples.
Exactly. And this is why listening in reality is so challenging, because that's how we learn. La, 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 la. But then somehow that's not what we hear when we go out in the real world. Yeah. All right. Interesting conversations today. Anyone else want to practice this one? Okay.
Okay. No matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better.
Okay, I'm going to challenge you to speak it again 2 more times without stopping. Just start immediately again for better fluency. Nice pronunciation. Now work on getting a more natural sounding fluency, and repetition helps that. So 2 more times.
No matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better. No matter how hard things are, tomorrow is a fresh opportunity to make them better.
Nice. And this is a sentence where different speakers will emphasize different words depending on what you want people to hear the strongest. So from a very